Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the number one music station, 98PXY. Good morning. It is Devin's.
You're a mess.
I know. I'm a mess this morning. Whitney Young's here as well.
Hi.
So I forgot my headphones upstairs. So I'm going commando right now.
Which is really weird.
It's a weird thing. And by the way, if you don't work in radio or like any audio editing business, you're like, it probably doesn't matter. Like, you're like, oh, what does that matter?
Yeah.
It is kind of a weird feeling. Like, I can't hear the music that I'm playing right now underneath my voice.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, so I'm just doing this like based on feel, like this bed in the background. Like,
Wait, and it's called Feels.
It is called Feels.
Yeah, what are you doing? You're messing around.
Yeah, I know. I'm just doing that for fun.
Oh, okay.
All right, relax.
Hilarious. That was hilarious.
I'm hilarious.
I'm surprised. What's wrong with you? You not sleep well?
I've been dealing with like some pretty weird insomnia for like a while now.
Really?
But yeah. Well, the problem I have now is it's not that I'm not tired, because I will get, I'm very tired, but like I just can't get comfortable in bed. And I will toss and turn for like a good hour. Like,
wow.
I'll lay down on my back and like my neck just hurts. And I've tried, like, I'm not even exaggerating. I've tried like 9 different pillows.
Yeah.
I have like an arsenal of pillows that I'll rotate through. But it's weird. Like, once I fall asleep, I'm fine. So like I'll wake up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. No trouble falling back asleep with being uncomfortable. And I'm in the same position. It's just weird.
Do you take melatonin or anything like that to fall asleep?
I do not.
Oh, see? That's what you got to do.
I'm not a fan of that.
Why?
I feel like, okay, so my body's already tired, right?
Right.
So it means I'm already producing enough melatonin. It's not that I'm not tired. It's that I can't get comfortable. And I can't stop focusing on my neck hurting.
I don't know.
Or my back hurting or like something.
Maybe you need a Xanax then.
Yeah, I need a lot of alcohol. Yeah. I think is what I need. That's what I really
just drink a bottle of Krupnik or whatever it is that
my
you...
My Polish honey liquor that I make at
exactly.
home. The Krupnik. That stuff's deadly.
I am surprised that... it's kind of a miracle, actually, that we both made it in to the office this morning safely.
Yeah,
after...
there was a... We got a scary email.
A PSA or... like a PSA...
And we don't know if this situation is resolved yet. So this was, what, like 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon?
3:48 p.m.
We got this from Mary, who is our front desk
receptionist.
Person. Yeah, receptionist. Yep. Can you read the email?
Yeah. So she wrote, just a quick heads up to use caution when outside. I was asked to send this out. Should I say the name of who found it?
Just someone
right,
that works here.
All right. This guy just told me that... Someone at the company across the street told him, it gets really confused, you know, it's really complex.
This is a multi-company issue.
To keep an eye out, an apparently rabid raccoon has been seen in the area. He was told that the last time the raccoon was sighted, he was not in good shape. I don't know. The first thing I envision is a raccoon, like a drunk raccoon. Like he's got a flask of whiskey and he's just like,
Yes.
You know?
Yes. It's such a dramatic email.
It really was.
And I do appreciate it. Like, of course, I don't want to come across a rabid raccoon.
Of course. And the title of the email is Possible Rabid Raccoon Sighted in High Falls Area. It sounds like a news headline. I mean, it's fantastic. But here's the thing. Like, how did the raccoon get to High Falls? Because if you know High Falls, you know that it's like all brick and...
Yeah, no.
Stone.
So I take a lot of walks, especially during the summertime. If you walk by, like there's the Genesee River Trailway, like right by the actual High Falls.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like wooded area down by the water. You know,
she had to climb a long...
I think you could. Like by Genesee Brew House, they could climb up there. I mean, if it's rabid, who knows what it's going to do.
Wow.
You know?
It flew.
I think I could do that. Yeah, no. I think I could climb up that.
Yeah.
The fall,
I think
I could.
That would be a good Facebook Live video.
Yeah,
Devin's
probably my last Facebook Live video ever. But the thing that is kind of alarming is, so we get that email.
Yeah.
No follow-up ever.
Nope,
so
nothing.
So we don't know, like, she didn't say, like, oh, the city's going to let us know if they capture it. Which, of course, I actually don't expect the city to.
I absolutely do. I'd like a personal phone call from the mayor if they capture the raccoon.
I think you have too high expectations for the city of Rochester. I mean, we're a great city, but I just don't think they would email us directly.
Why wouldn't they let me know?
They got better things to do. They got raccoons to catch other places.
emotional damages, you know? I have a lawsuit that I could file because I'm so upset by this possibly rabid raccoon that's drunkenly wandering our area. And you know what? I feel bad for him.
For the raccoon?
Yes, bad for him. Because imagine how lost and like confused and disoriented he must be wandering this concrete jungle. You know?
And it's not like he asked for rabies. It's not like it was his choice, you know? Right. He was given rabies by another creature.
Another raccoon, probably.
Poor guy. By the way, rabies is like real life zombie.
Yeah,
it is. That's what it feels like to
me. Yeah, it is. I wonder what made the person think that it was rabies and that like, I mean, what if he like, I don't know, what if he fell or he got into a fight with another animal and he was injured and the poor thing needed help?
Okay, so I don't know. My raccoon knowledge is not as good as it once was, you know, back in the day.
Of course.
But I thought that raccoons were nocturnal and that if you saw them during the day, it was a good clue that they were rabid.
Okay.
That could be out of date. I don't know.
It is out of date.
Is it out of date?
It's actually kind of a national myth because
Thank you for educating me.
Yeah. I saw a raccoon in the woods about a year ago right now, or maybe it was over the summer, and I did Google it because I was like, oh my God, that's so creepy. And it was like, no, not necessarily. It does not mean, you know, unless they're like approaching you.
Okay.
If they're ignoring you and they're like going about their business and whatnot, it's fine. It's fine. And it's like, yeah, it's kind of a dangerous misconception.
Are they like humans where like some humans like sleep during the night, some sleep during the day, like they just kind of have their own thing?
Raccoons, yes, are known to be just like humans.
Raccoons have a night shift. You know, they got to make ends meet. They're doing third shift. They're waking up early to...
Raccoons are like, you know, you and me doing this morning show. Imagine if people saw us out at this hour and was like, she's probably got rabies.
Well, yeah, we're essentially rabid right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.